Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I want to start off by asking you to please excuse our nerves. This was our first attempt at a podcast, and it takes us a few minutes to really relax and get comfortable. Also, the episode might seem a bit disorganized, but it was a learning experience, and we expect future episodes will be a bit more tailored. So this episode, I talk with forthcoming author Jen Barlow, also known as Frosty to her friends and family. Her book title is A Foot in Both Worlds, and we'll be sure to keep you updated in future episodes as to when the book will be coming out and how you can get it. So again, thanks and enjoy. So we are here with Frosty, and oh, maybe we should talk about what A Place of Light is, right? Don't be scared.
Okay.
You want me to talk first? What my thoughts of, it's such a hard thing to describe.
Exactly.
I think, for me, it's a place where, where you can go and explore and experience the, I don't know, what do you call it? Intuition.
Gut feelings.
Gut feelings. Energy.
Yes.
All these sort of quote-unquote,
right.
I'm doing the quote marks now, new marks. Age type things.
Right. Only because they all fall under the same category. They're all the same thing. Whatever name or label you give to it, it's still the same. But people don't realize that they're all connected and that it's energy that connects everything together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hard to explain, well, what is energy? You know, what is it? We are all energetic beings.
Everything is.
Everything's energy. Whether it's a feeling you pick up from when somebody walks in a room or
it's a dog barking. The dog's barking in the background.
Their energy. And it has a huge impact and effect on us.
Mm-hmm.
Being empathic, which most of us are, even though we don't know what that means, it's just we absorb everything from our surrounding, yet we are not consciously aware that we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And A Place of Light just unlocks the levels of consciousness that are already within you. And it's just a stepping stone and an experience in a new framework.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us come from a very limited belief system because we've only grown up knowing one thing,
mm-hmm.
one ideal, one perception. So we take everything that we've learned and we apply it to every other situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't fit into that framework. So when you go to A Place of Light, every bit of your old framework gets pretty much smashed into a thousand little bits. And it's gone. And you have nothing else to draw on except from your new experiences.
Mm-hmm. I think, just to add, like, I think of an important thing to like, put out there is that it doesn't matter what your background is,
correct.
What your religion is, your spiritual beliefs or anything. Because
right.
you can still have that.
Yes.
And
you can expand on it.
Expand it, yeah.
Right.
It
will just enhance what you already know, and
mm-hmm.
it will give you a broader framework and perspective which to draw from.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think, like, when I think of all this, I hate saying new age, but I don't know how else to say it, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, just in general, you know, people that offer this kind of stuff, it's like, here's a, you know, a course
right.
on how to develop your psychic powers or something, let's say.
Right.
And so you're going and you're doing what they're telling you to do. You're done with it and
mm-hmm.
great, you have psychic powers now. Right. If that even happens.
Right.
But I think what separates A Place of Light is that everyone has their own, we're all coming from our own, you know, history,
mm-hmm.
our own experiences that shape our worldview.
Right.
And so we're all different and we're all unique. And
right.
I think that that's one of the biggest things I want to get across when talking to all these different people from A Place of Light
right.
who have, you know, a relationship with it, because
right.
your experiences are different than mine or correct. Different than everybody else's. Mm-hmm. And there's no...
And they're all right.
They're all right. Yeah. They're... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They are all correct.
They are all correct.
And not one is better. Not one is... Everything is equal. Mm-hmm. We are all equal.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong.
There's no right or wrong. It's whatever our skills are and our ability to rise above ourselves. And to do that, you really have to take a look at yourself. You have to be willing to go within.
It's very self-reflective.
It took me at least a year. All of 2013, I cried.
Yeah.
Just,
Well, so let's, instead of just trying to be abstract about what, not abstract, but, you know, in general, what a place of light is or whatever, let's talk about you.
Okay. What do you want to know?
So, you started, when was it?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. You had a pretty awesome teacher from what
I hear. Yeah, and then he left me, but hey, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, so for those listening, that's because I got to do some teaching.
I give you credit for dealing with me for a year. Because looking back now, and it was just more of, I didn't know why I was led there.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
So that's a good thing to bring up, because a lot, you know, a bunch of other people that go there to a place of light, mm-hmm. there's a specific reason why they're going.
Right.
You know, spirits, whatever, you know.
Right.
Excuse me. So even for me, mm-hmm. I was led there just because I have an interest in this stuff, and I always have, even mm-hmm. as a little kid.
Right.
So what was it for you that...
Well, the tornado hit mm-hmm. in 2011, and I unawarely was picking up the emotions of my friend. So I absorbed everything. Mm-hmm. I felt everything, and I felt like I was going insane. And it ended up putting me into therapy, which most people didn't know about.
Well, then let's let those geese fly by. We're at such a beautiful setting here at Lisa's house.
That's important.
Four geese.
That's synchronicity. Yep. That signifies group, working with groups.
Hell, that's what we have here.
That's right.
There's so many people inside.
So see, that's when you really have to be aware of your surroundings mm-hmm. because everything is talking all the time. And that's what a place of light teaches you,
mm-hmm.
how to pay attention.
There's more coming.
Yep. Here they come. They're very loud.
They are loud. I can't see them, though. Oh, I think they're down by the lake.
Good place to be.
Yeah. Okay, so... Tornado.
Oh, yeah.
So you were picking up on...
On my friend's emotions, and it was just... Okay. Everything. Everything that she was going through, the trauma that she was feeling, the sadness, the loss.
So when you say... All right, let's even just delve deeper. When you say picking up on... You were feeling...
Internally. I was actually like a big sponge.
But did you realize that it was her?
No.
Or you were just feeling these emotions?
Yes.
Not knowing why.
Right.
Not just knowing what's causing
it. Bombarded, overwhelmed. Couldn't take it anymore. And then I finally... You know, I couldn't find a therapist. And I finally said, I need help. I just threw it out to the universe.
You just put it out there.
I put it out there. And within a day, an appointment opened up. And I went within that week. So
For a therapist. Okay.
So the information that I put out there, now that I'm aware that I put it out there, it was being picked up. The conscious energy around in the universe was picking it up and helped me out. So I went and I sat with a woman, and it was only a one-time therapy, but I felt so much better. And I was always watching shows like Ghost Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to figure out, but the shows left me empty.
They're cool.
They're cool, but I'm like, there's no answers. There's nothing concrete. And every year around winter, January, February, March, every year, for as long as I could remember, something would always be saying, all right, you got to look further, but I didn't know where to look. I had no idea. So I went on the computer, and I just started typing in paranormal groups. I'm like, no, this isn't it. What is it? Mm-hmm. So I typed in intuition, and a place of light came up. I'm like, ooh.
Cool.
So I took the survey. I'm like, I can do that. Why can I do these things? I'm not understanding any of this.
Yeah.
So I contacted Susan. She got right back to me. And we set up an appointment, and for 2 hours, I told her everything that happened in my life. Things that...
Therapy in another sense, right, basically.
My family knew about, and they always... I'd always have visions. I'd always have dreams. Mm-hmm. That would always happen. I actually was given the vision of the tornado 8 years before it happened. Mm. So I had no idea what that meant. But now going to class, I can identify what that was.
Put the pieces together.
And why it was there. It was important. It was just a message for me saying, hey, this is going to happen in your life. Get ready.
It was preparing you, basically.
Right. It wasn't anything scary. It wasn't anything. But at the time when I actually saw out my window the vision that I had 8 years prior, it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand what that was.
I wonder how scared you would have been if you didn't have the vision, though.
That's true.
Like, would you have freaked out even more, you know?
I was freaking out pretty much.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. A tornado lot. Around here, that's pretty rare.
Yeah, especially with, you know, having the kids at the house. I want to make sure they were safe.
Yeah, of course.
But we were safe. Hmm. It wasn't our time. It was time for where it hit. It was supposed to. Mm-hmm. I know some people are like, oh, that's just coincidence. There's no such thing as coincidence.
No, and that's something that you kind of learn the more and more you get into this stuff, I think.
Right. It's all synchronicities. Yeah. It's all if you pay attention.
So, all right. So what I think, when I was thinking about, you know, who I was going to talk to and what we were going to talk about, and with you specifically, I feel like what I was getting was this whole idea of what you brought up. You know, you went looking online. You didn't know what to look for. Mm-hmm. You look up paranormal. You look up then intuition, and you find it.
Right.
I think that, in and of itself, is what I want these talks to help alleviate.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because
people don't know
that this is even out there, or if they do know it's out there, it's based off of those shows, the paranormal.
Well, most of the people that I know and talk with, they've all had experiences. But they all brush it off to coincidence. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Yeah.
It's very real. It's happening. But we, in this day and age, we're not taught that. Like, in Eastern philosophy, everybody grows up with this. And they understand it.
Native philosophy.
Fine. Right. In the native philosophy, they understand it. It's normal. For us, for me, it was not normal.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that we don't scientifically understand it.
Right.
Right? You know, we don't know how to measure it. We don't know how to test for it. You know, sure, there's some, like, psychic experiments or whatever that are done, but, like, they talk about
Newtonian theories.
Right.
There's actually
Newtonian,
a really great show on Netflix about the universe, and this guy, he really explores the scientific versus the energetic aspect of it. And how really, I can't remember it, I'll have to find it, but how small our thinking is here. Our thinking is what, his theory is, what if there are other life forms in the universe, and they look to us.
Like ants.
Like we're ants.
Or whatever, yeah.
Kind of like in Men in Black, mm-hmm. when they open up the locker. And they right? But they were in the locker.
And even if you think about Western society, we are ants in the sense of, like, we go off to work.
Right.
We do what we're supposed, our job.
We're in routine, and we stay in routine. And anything outside that framework, outside that box, could not possibly happen, because if I don't see it, I don't believe it.
Right.
But just like in the Polar Express, what do they say? Believing is seeing. When you believe, you see. Mm. If you don't believe, you'll never see it. And that's where you're... mind has to be open. If it's not open, this won't work for you.
Yeah, I always say that the proof, like if you, I don't know, think about skeptics or whatever, the proof is in the experience.
Right.
Because once you have the experiences, whatever they are, we're not, you know, I'm not just talking about, you know, well, psychic readings or channeling or whatever it is.
It's
more subtle than that, but it's also more all-encompassing.
Yes.
Which is such a weird thing to try to explain.
It is everywhere's great expanses, mm-hmm. and it is also inside. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to find that balance and to even teach that to people, because for the first year, in your class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did nothing much but fool around because I'm like, this is exciting. I was so thrilled. I'm like, oh, this is what I live for. This is really cool. And then the second year when I had Susan for my teacher.
No more fooling around.
There was no more fooling around. And I had to work. And I had to work really, really hard.
Yeah.
And it was so hard for me to accept what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult. I spent so much time in tears. I actually thought at one point I was just going to end up in a loony bin.
Really?
Because it was that bad. Not bad in the sense like...
Overwhelming.
It was overwhelming to know the truth and to learn the truth and to see the truth.
And to realize your whole life...
was living a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I was mad.
Yeah.
I was angry. I was pissed off that I was lied to.
Mm-hmm. But
and I bought into it.
What's that?
And I bought into it.
Right. I mean, and it's not like you can blame your parents or whatever. It's just they're born into it too, just like we are.
But to find that out, I'm like,
yeah.
It was very maddening to me to know that things aren't what they seem to be and that we're not what we seem to be. But after getting through that and then moving forward and to accept it, life starts to flow. And it flows better because you're now in the flow of the conscious world.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pick up on the subtle signals and the information before things happen.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I think that's important is that, and this kind of came up at class, our last class on Wednesday, but it's like, when you go into this stuff, it's not like you're escaping the world.
Right.
And you're off, you know, floating off into space or whatever, different dimensions. I don't even know. But it's a very, you know, physical thing. You're still here in this world.
Right.
You're just sort of experiencing all of it, more of it.
Right. You're learning to understand who you are. You're understanding... your purpose. And that's one of the things I'm going to write about is transformation of purpose. That
yes, future author. Best-selling author.
That's right. A foot in both worlds.
Is that what it's going to be called? Yeah. So you already wrote some, but you need to rewrite.
It's written.
Yeah.
Now that I have gone through the transformation of before, of the person I was before, all I can say is I'm a better version of the person that I was.
Mm. Yeah,
because that's a great way to put it. Much more compassionate than I was. I pay attention and listen a lot better. And I appreciate people because I have an understanding of who they are.
Mm.
And that we're all the same and we're all equal and nobody's better than anybody else. And it doesn't matter what's in your wallet or what's not.
Mm.
How we walk around with these ideas of who we're supposed to be.
Mm.
And we don't really
supposed to be is such a big word.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that who we truly are.
Yeah.
Because we're all unique. We're all here for a purpose, and we're all here for a mission. It's just remembering. And that's where the journey within is going to come to help people.
Mm. The second book?
With Claudette.
Oh. Oh, right.
So she can help people, and I'm going to write blogs.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea.
But the transformation of purpose is... what you're doing now in life, it may be what you came here to do,
sure.
Or it may not be. You know, it doesn't, we're not really sure. I didn't know.
Okay, go ahead.
That I've always loved to write, and I've always loved to create, and I've created a lot of things that people really like, but I didn't have the confidence, and I also let people read it before it was done, so I got their feedback ahead of time.
Which influenced
yeah. all the time that their energy was getting all over it.
Mm.
So I was absorbing that too.
Mm-hmm.
And the story was absorbing that too.
Yeah.
So then I would stop. I'm like, oh, this isn't good enough. But I also found out that I also had a lot of things holding me back from past experiences that I didn't realize.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah. We're connected.
Yeah.
So everything is connected. It's a whole ball of wax. That's why we have a team at A Place of Light. Because you have the energy healers.
Mm-hmm.
You have the people that can do the journeys. The readings. You have the past life regression people because it's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
One thing isn't separate. We're all interdependent on each other. And that's why you need a team. You need a support system to work with individuals. Because you just don't go one time and, oh, poof.
It's not,
Right.
It's not a one-time fix or take a pill.
Right. This is not instant gratification. Yeah. You have to work, and you have to work hard. And it's not easy because it's self-reflective.
So self-reflective, yeah.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times I was embarrassed about some of the stuff that I had done because I didn't have an understanding and I didn't realize what was going on. And I was ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I didn't know I was ignorant. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you find out these things afterwards and like, oh, yeah. But it's the people who will take a look at themselves and work on themselves and stop putting blame on other people and say, all right, I did this. My actions, it's my responsibility. It's nobody else's out there. It's mine and mine alone. But I have the support team around me that can help me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was led to work with each of you so that I could write about you.
Mm.
No, I can see that now, but at the time I didn't understand.
Oh, of course not, yeah.
You know what was going on. I had no clue.
It's hard to see the bigger picture because it's constantly evolving and unfolding before us. It's not, you know.
I felt like I was in this black tunnel that I couldn't see, and everything was dark around me, and I was just kind of feeling my way through everything.
Yeah.
And it was difficult. But now that black has lifted, and I can see further out now.
Yeah.
So I have a bigger picture, and the picture gets bigger, and it gets bigger. It's like when you throw a pebble in the water, as they say. You throw it in, and the ripples, and the ripples, and the ripples. And that's exactly what happens, because what I do affects you.
Yeah, you see the interconnectedness of it all.
Yeah. What I do affects a person across the street, even though they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
We truly do affect each other.
Mm-hmm.
With our words. Words carry vibrations. And energy.
Our thoughts. It's all energy.
Yeah. Our thoughts. So that's why when you're standing someplace, you can feel somebody looking at you. Mm-hmm. Because you're picking up on that. That's energy.
And that's actually been one of the studies that scientifically has, you know, been shown. Like there's a... what the hell is the... Heck, sorry.
Delete.
You know, it's a significant, whatever it is, scientific, significant, I'm freaking in the science field and I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Statistical significance.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. That they've done, yeah, that they've done that study, and that's one that they've actually tested and can find a correlation with.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Can they explain it? No, but.
That we're too busy trying to categorize and label and explain. But once we take all that away, it expands everything.
Yeah. Because you're getting too narrow.
Right.
Yeah.
All I can say is quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
Color and waves.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two words I'm going to say. And if people want to go figure that out.
Well, quantum physics is, you know, science sort of coming to the same realization that all this spirituality, this idea of, you know, we're all connected, oneness, energy, like, that it's coming to the same conclusion. It's just coming from
different angles.
Different angles.
Which is fine,
and it's great,
because
I think. But
everybody says the same thing, you know, like, well, what is oneness? What does that mean?
Right.
My whole time in class is, what does this mean? I don't understand what you're saying to me.
But until you have the experiences.
Right. But even when you have them.
You still can't explain it.
Sometimes I'm like.
Yeah.
Because there are two distinct languages. There is the human language, whichever dialect you speak.
Right.
And there is the language of spirit, which is very symbolic, which is difficult to decipher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you really have to pay attention and listen and be able to learn how to connect those pieces together.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. We are all a piece of a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to find our own piece in the universe.
It's like, for me, a lot of times, it's like having, like, you know, an epiphany, which is the word. You know, you just have this sort of aha, knowing feeling or moment.
Right.
It's like there's no way to explain that. It's just it is what it is.
And people will say, oh, it's your imagination. Hmm. Well, yes, that's your right side of your brain. It is your imagination. But it's real. Your imagination is a real thing.
Right.
I mean, you can, like, imagine whatever. Whatever we imagine, I was trying to find an example. Say I imagine, in my mind's eye, I see a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to draw that tree. That tree was first in my imagination. So to say that...
That's not real.
To don't use your imagination doesn't make sense. Because even architects, if you see this beautiful building... That they have to construct it.
It has to come from somewhere, which is then manifested physically.
Correct.
Right.
So yes, your imagination is huge.
Yeah.
To take that away and invalidate it is wrong.
And to ignore it as not even ignore it, but to not, I don't know. I don't want to say study it, but to just
tear it apart, to
brush it aside and say that's just your imagination
isn't
giving it credit.
Right.
You know, just because we don't fully understand consciousness and thought and, you know, how that all works doesn't mean it's not real.
Exactly. That's what we are. We are just a consciousness. We are just varying levels of awareness and vibrations. Mm-hmm. So as your consciousness arises, so does your vibrational level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people that are at different levels in their consciousness don't understand. It's not that they don't get it. They just haven't had the experience to raise that awareness. So it's just like steps for each step that you go up. So to invalidate somebody else who is at step 3 and somebody who is at step 0 who's never experienced that, you know, how can you say that? Because you really haven't had that experience to match that level yet.
Yeah. Leveling is... a weird terminology just because it kind of puts a hierarchy.
Yeah, and it's not...
It's not that. It's just a... No. I don't know, like a perception.
A frequency.
Yeah, and it's just what you're paying attention to.
Correct.
You know, and, you know, I have my own regular 9-to-5 job that I have to pay attention to and like be involved in and go to.
Right.
You know, it's not like I can just be meditating 24/7 or something.
Exactly.
And that's not bad or wrong.
Right. And this is something you work at your own pace,
mm-hmm.
at your own time. It depends on how driven you are. Mm-hmm. You really have to be driven.
Yeah.
To succeed, like in anything else. I mean, if you sit back and wait for it to happen, it's not going to.
Right.
You have to want to do it. And mm-hmm. you have to have a teacher who understands energy and will work with you
mm-hmm.
with it. Because it's dangerous, very dangerous, if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Extremely so.
Yeah.
Just an FYI warning. I've always wanted to go out ghost hunting, but something has always held me back. And I think that something was that I didn't have the tools in my toolbox necessary to deal with that. But now, do I encounter spirits? Yes, I do.
Well, wasn't it our first class that we did the took pictures?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of crazy, which is a bad word, but...
I was still trying to figure out why that happened so easily.
Because you were open to it, I think.
Because it was just like, boom, there it is.
Yeah. So the story is, for our first class, it was just me and you, right?
Yeah.
And I had you go outside and just take pictures.
Right.
And you're like, well, what of what? You know? I was like, you know, like if you get called to some spot, you know. I don't remember what I said, but...
It's in the book.
It's in the book. Okay, great.
It's your class of orbs. That's what it is.
Cool. And to be honest, I mean, we've done that too in my own class, mm-hmm. you know, where I'm the student,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't get any orb pictures.
Wow.
And, you know, people, you know, obviously you can scientifically be like, oh, it's a flick of dust or whatever, but like...
I took...
In the setting, you took multiple ones. In the setting, there's nothing else around.
Exactly.
It's not like lights are glaring and stuff.
Exactly.
And it was more the feeling you felt. You felt compelled.
Yes, it was a
to
pull.
Take that picture.
Get this. It's a feeling, basically. And those feelings are real.
We just shut them out a lot.
We do.
Yeah.
We have them when we're little. When we're told, oh, you know, we freak our parents out. And they get freaked out because they don't understand energy. Or they forgot how to understand energy.
They haven't been taught or kept up with it. Yeah.
Right. And that's where a lot of society says, oh, no, that can't be. That can't be.
So how, let's bring it back to real stuff. How?
To real stuff?
Well, you know, real stuff. But sometimes I feel like we're talking about, like, concepts that,
concepts.
which is what it is, you know.
It's all concepts.
But how, you know, how, so you've been there for how long for class?
Two years.
Mm-hmm. So now, after being a class for 2 years, how has your outside of class life been affected?
So very differently. My outside of class life, let's just say it's way more exciting, and I'm going to live the life. No, I am living the life of adventure that I always wanted to live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be taken to some really amazing places in my lifetime.
And you don't even, it's not like it's planned, you just know it's going to happen.
Oh, no, some of it is.
Yeah, okay, good.
I know where some of it is going to go.
Yeah.
I have ideas.
Mm-hmm. How is it interacting with people?
Well, you know, it was funny. I was taken out of society for 2 years, basically. I didn't really see my family that much, and I didn't really see my friends that much. Because it was a transition during this time.
During class, oh.
Right. I mean, like, my friends...
By the way, for people listening, class is only once a week.
Right.
So, I don't know where she goes the other the rest of the week, but she should be at home with her family.
No, when I mean taken out of society, I mean my friends had all shifted out of my life.
Right.
And I was with my, you know, husband and daughter,
right,
who were seeing these changes and scared the crap out of me.
Freaking out about
it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to ask actually first, is are you going to let your husband listen to this?
No. I will not.
Okay, just checking.
He himself has grown a lot, mm-hmm, even though he didn't want to. It was kind of like a forced thing.
Well, if you're growing,
yes,
and you're, you know, energy or whatnot is changing, you know, it's either a matter of him acclimating to that or it's not going to work out, you know?
It's like grow or go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, luckily, he's growing.
He's growing.
He's growing.
That's good.
It was very difficult for him. It was difficult for me, too, because I didn't understand any of it. So my friends had moved out, and my new friends and family were coming in as that support group,
mm-hmm,
now that I realized that's what it was. And then it's like, okay, you're going back into society. So all the friends started coming back, and it was very weird for me. It was very different to try to reacclimate in the society that I was my playground. I could play in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. So it was very strange for me to do all this.
I just want to check and make sure that's still doing its thing. Still recording?
I hope so.
The button's moving. Is there a timer on it? Or
I hope so.
Play. Oh, yeah, recording. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, yeah, it was to be reacclimated into society was hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was to balance the both worlds.
Which I'm still deal with, and I'm sure you still deal with every day, but you less so for you.
But it's okay now,
yeah,
because I have direction.
Mm-hmm.
I understand now. I know what I have to do.
And you're enjoying it.
Oh, I love it.
That's the biggest thing. I think it's a matter of being happy, in
right,
a sense.
I am. I've gotten rid of the fears and doubts that I had carried from current life and other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Those had to be worked on and let go to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to move forward. I didn't want to stay in the same old way, but it was also
patterns
forced upon me to move, to get out of those patterns that were comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
to walk in this realm was scary. It's scary. It terrified me. Mm-hmm. But now that I have an understanding and a new concept of how things work and how things interact.
Is it terrifying because, this is just coming to me now, I'm thinking about it. Is it terrifying mm-hmm. because, not because of the unknown of, mm-hmm. you know, this spirit world or whatever.
Oh, no, because of that.
Oh, was it? Okay, I was going to say, or is it because of the, you know, perception of mm-hmm. other people?
That too.
Right.
It was all of it.
Yeah, I guess it would be everything, yeah.
Yeah, of what other people might have thought about me. Mm-hmm. But the people that know me and care for me, I'm just ordinary, frosty.
Right, and you haven't changed. I mean, you have changed, but you're still you.
Right, but it's interesting being reacclimated as my friends, the woman from the tornado, we're friends again. So it cycled back around. And she said, I really like this version better. So even my family and friends... It was difficult for them, but they liked this version better.
Yeah.
Because I am a better version of me. And I'm happy. And
what's
I'm
good
fun.
Is that I think, you know, you kind of made that step, right? To mm-hmm. whatever, start this path and see where it takes you. And because of that, mm-hmm. you're probably helping them along
yes.
with it. I mean, your daughter has come.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
And the first time she came, I know she was like, what the heck is going on? What is, I don't want to be here, you know.
Right.
But now she's, it seems like she's way more comfortable with it.
Oh, definitely. And it helps that when she has questions or things happen in her life and I can answer them or I can find the answer or get the answer. And she said, thank you, because other people would just think, you know, this I'm making this stuff up.
Right.
But you're not. It's a fact of life. It is life.
It is life that we're just, a part of it that we're just ignoring most of the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, great, great. So what else? What else?
What would you like to know?
I don't know.
Oh, my blood pressure. I could tell you about that. I could tell you about, like, physical things.
Go for it.
A lot of my doctors, when I go, they're like, we don't understand you. You're not a textbook case. I'm like, well... Would you like to know more about that? No, we didn't. They don't want
No. Get out. Take this pill.
Exactly.
Wait, no, so what?
They just say like...
you go for something specific?
Yeah, I have no thyroid. And for the last 13 years, I've been on the same medication. It never changes. It's always the same. My doctor said, I just don't understand it. You're not textbook. And I said...
What's supposed to be happening, textbook-wise?
Textbook-wise, my levels were so out of control, my thyroid. They were, like, off the charts in both directions. And then they just came back together and went, boop, yeah. Just like that. And they haven't fluctuated at all. Usually there's a fluctuation up and down.
Do you still need to be on medication?
I do, but it hasn't changed in 13 years. It's the same
way. What does the medication do for you?
It puts hormones into my system.
Oh, okay, right. So you're not making the hormones.
Right. And then even my blood pressure, when I went, my doctor went, I take two. Pills. The doctor wanted to put me on a third, and my gut said no. Mm-mm. I said, I'm doing a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. He goes, all right, I want to see you back in a certain amount of time. But, of course, I always go back later than I'm supposed to. But my pressure came way down. It's like, I don't understand this. I have no clue what you're doing. And that's because I decided with my own conscious awareness that I was going to lower my pressure myself, mm-hmm. that I don't need medication.
Well, you're even, I mean, it's even a matter of not being as stressed,
right
as you right. used to be.
Exactly. I'm not, so I was anxious all the time.
Yeah.
But we can actually heal ourselves.
Sure.
But people don't want to hear that.
And, you know, even if you do have to take medication, like, I'm certainly not advocating. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
You know, don't go to the doctor.
No, no.
There's not, like...
Right,
it's
you
nothing...
have to be trained first. You just can't say, I quit this medication. No.
Yeah, yeah. And, but being, when we talk about, like, being one with everything and everything is energy and whatnot, that also includes medication that you're giving.
Correct.
So if you're, you know, have, I don't know if it's a positive attitude or you're just working with it, with yourself, with your body, with everything, mm-hmm. then it's going to do what it needs to do correctly. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be affected by,
right.
you know,
right.
whatever else is going on.
There are so many variables that you can't just, like, right, pinpoint, like, one thing.
Right.
It's a lot of things.
Yeah.
But it starts with you. You know, us, individually.
Mm-hmm.
That we can change anything. Because the possibilities are limitless.
And it brings up the question of, like, what is the cause of the sickness?
Right.
Or whatever, you know.
Right.
Is it, you know, energetically something's going on that mm-hmm. then,
right.
just like imagination, you're Walks. Thinking of it, and it then has to physically manifest.
Right. I know it was an energetic block.
Yeah. Your heart, yeah.
I know that's where it was. Because if we really pay attention, we can tell where the blocks are in our bodies. Not that we can always know how mm-hmm. to get rid of them, but there are other people that can help us move mm-hmm. through that. Because there are some that I just could not get through myself, and yeah. I needed help from other people.
Sure. And that's all stuff that you can learn.
Mm-hmm.
You can experience that.
Right.
You, whoever I'm talking to on this, who's ever listening, whatever, like, it's not, you know, yeah, some people are, in a sense, born with these capabilities, and they're, you know,
right.
keep them throughout their life or whatever, but...
Right. Some people, they just come here with them.
Yeah.
And then some of us forget, and we have to be gently reminded with tornadoes...
Yeah.
That we are not on the right path that we came here for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the shift is transformation of purpose. From where you are to where you probably need to be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know everybody's right where they need to be, but sometimes we forget where we need to be. And we need that little jolt to say, okay, no, you need to be a writer because you need to get your story out to help other people who are going to be on the same exact path because you went through it. So I had to write it in this state of fear and doubt and anxiety and write it that way so people could feel it.
Mm.
But now that I'm on the other side of it, now I can go back and refine it and put the conclusions of before and after.
Mm-hmm.
And know that I had help all this time. I just didn't realize I can't see my help, but I know it's there.
Yeah. The muse, right?
Your guides, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't... Labeling. You know, there's labels again. We don't want to label because then we limit the scope of things.
It's also about letting your ego go.
That was hard.
You know, and not...
That was by far... that little voice in your head telling you what to do. It was nasty. It didn't want to let go. And I fought that every day. For the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrific. Because it'd be in there nagging you, you know, saying this. And I'm like, oh, don't say that about that person. That's not nice. And it's awful, but it's that little voice in our head. But we can't get past that because our heads are so clogged with making the money, paying the mm-hmm. mortgage, you know, the kids sick.
Everyday life things.
Everyday life things. But when yeah. you go to class and you find out, well, you can get a very definitive answer that will help you get rid of that anxiety and those problems
mm-hmm.
that you don't have to worry about. You really don't have to worry about it
mm-hmm.
when you start shifting your paradigm.
Yes.
And it's a decision, but it's a tough decision because it's not mainstream.
It's a decision, but it's also one, you know, I'm thinking about people that might be listening to this that, you know, obviously haven't been to a class or anything and...
Right.
How do you even explain that other paradigm if you haven't experienced it and what, you know?
Right. Because I would sit in class and have absolutely no idea what anybody was talking about.
Right.
I'm like, what are you guys talking about? It doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't register because you haven't...
I didn't have that framework.
Yeah, you weren't living in that.
No. And it was difficult. But if you give up too quickly, like I've seen a lot of people do,
mm-hmm.
they just give up because they don't understand it. And if it, that's where we need, somehow we can tweak giving people that understanding up front.
Right.
I don't know how.
I don't know.
But that's that connection.
Yeah. I think at least you can get people comfortable enough to go.
Right.
To explore it at least.
Right.
You know. And then, yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, maybe even this, you know, something will resonate
right.
with someone that, you know,
right.
and be like, oh, I understand what she's talking about. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Well, it's hard to explain it now. Well, I guess it's...
See, that's why I'm thinking, like, just, you know, talking about your story, you don't have to try to explain the overall... This big is picture. How it... Yeah, because who we don't know. Nobody knows, really, the big picture.
Exactly.
You can just kind of tap into that, I guess.
Right.
But
it's a journey. It's an adventure. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It'll bend your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-bending.
But isn't that what life is, in a sense? I mean, it is the journey. It is the adventure. I think.
This opens up the journey to make it much more beautiful, to make it worth living, instead of saying, in the scheme of things, you look up at the stars and you say, why am I here? What is my purpose?
To go to work Monday through Friday.
It didn't make any sense to me.
Right.
That we're here floating in the universe all by ourselves in our little microcosms of our own little ant-like lives. Does this not seem odd to anybody but me?
No. Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense. What I was looking for, I guess, after starting the classes was truth.
Yes, that's a big one for me too, I think.
I wanted the truth. Now, accepting that truth was a totally different thing.
Yeah.
Because I had a terrible time accepting it. But once you accept it and move forward, you're like, oh, thank God, that's all done with.
And the thing, again, your truth...
is different.
Is different.
Yes.
Everybody's truth is different.
Right. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because we're all unique individuals.
And that's the biggest thing, that I think...
No two are going to be the same.
Yeah.
I've been with people and we've had an experience together, but we saw it two different ways.
Yeah.
Even in the world of spirit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because it's going to relate to you differently.
Two different because
your perceptions are different.
What I needed to see. And this is what the other person needed to see at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Did they come to the same conclusion? Yes, but in two very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's learning to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Quantum physics and science. I mean, and spirituality, right?
Right.
Two different ways coming to the same conclusion.
Coming to the same conclusion. And there is only one conclusion.
Yeah.
It's just if people want to accept that. But it's very hard to accept in this society.
Yeah, it's just too woo-woo, you know, this whole type of stuff. And
energy will take any form that is comfortable for the person.
Right.
So whether, you know, it's some religious figure within any faith, that's what you'll resonate with. That's what you'll see. It'll come to you.
Yeah, I mean, if you were raised, you know, very religious and you start sort of opening up to this, whatever, spiritual type world, maybe you see, I don't even know what the, saints or something, you know, you get the essence of a saint that comes to you and tells you something or... And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the thing. I mean, that's your truth that you're experiencing.
Right.
So I think that's an important message. Yeah. Maybe we're done.
Like, oh man, I'm tired.
I know. It's dark out now, too. That's the thing. Let's see. It's been going for almost an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. Cool. So I guess I don't know how to end this. Maybe for those that are listening, if you want to find out about A Place of Light, go to, www.placeoflight.net. That's the website. We're hopefully going to be revamping it soon. It's in my to-do list. I'd love to, but got to get time for that. Facebook.
Yes.
Whatever it is, Place of Light on Facebook, you find it.
Meetups.
Meetup, if you're in the area specifically, that's a great...
That's under Paths to Light.
Paths to Light, yeah, I don't know. And hopefully we're going to get more of these podcast things out and get stories from everybody and...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Ah!
What's that?
What the heck did I just say?
Well, we can re-listen to it, or I'll edit it and
yes,
whatnot.
Please.
But, cool. Thanks for being the guinea pig.
Oh, thanks. It was fun. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to practice doing this.
You should, if you're going to be doing book tours and whatnot.
If I'm going to be book tour, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I got to figure this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually perfect.
Good. We can do more and more. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Signing out.